there's a great deal of desperation in this country right now. You're seeing a lot of police officers, teachers, firefighters get laid off. You're seeing a lot of middle class jobs shrink, and that's what we've been seeing in the last 2 years. But then when you look for a job in a newspaper, you go online, you see these $8 an hour jobs, and they want you to have this amount of experience and stuff. I mean, $8 an hour, 25 hours a week. You can't survive off of anything like that. I mean, and they call that a recovery. We have 44 million people collecting food stamps, and that number is growing every single month. The unemployment situation, people laugh at the unemployment numbers now. They're not taking it seriously because they see that a lot of people are seeing the writing on the wall. So this whole situation is just outrageous to me. It's pretty obvious that the embargo against Libya did not work. Gaddafi did not waver. They tried to block off the military and the economic trainings. That didn't work. They had the UN involved. This is not a UN operation, practically speaking. It's mostly the Americans, and that's what this expert was trying to tell these women. And it's amazing. He's convinced that Obama's put himself in a corner where he's going to have to send in ground forces, either send in ground forces or admit that the whole idea was a bad idea. Clearly, the whole concept was a bad idea. The guy's right. It was none of our business. We had no business being in Libya. But you know what? There's people getting killed in the Ivory Coast right now. I think 800 people were killed in one location. Are we interested in that? Are we going to go on a humanitarian mission to help them? Hell no, they're not exporting oil. They don't control any oil. All right, I mean, let's call it what it is. This isn't humanitarian, okay? This is just pure greed and pure control. The United States Empire is just trying to control another Arab oil country in hopes of putting itself in a much better position. Well, let me tell you something. Sooner or later, these Arab countries are going to fight back, and they're going to say, you know what, we're going to sell our dollar, we're going to sell our oil in something other than U.S. dollars, maybe the euro, maybe the Swiss franc. I don't know what it is, but sooner or later, there's going to be a backlash, because you can't keep having this Western government, this empire, invade and destroy and kill innocent people, destroy lives and destroy infrastructure without having some type of backlash. It doesn't make any sense. And the way we're spending our money, the way we're running up these deficits, the way we're borrowing and borrowing, and we're having the Federal Reserve print and print and print more money, and now people are talking about quantitative easing 3. You know, it doesn't make any sense for the Japanese and the Chinese to keep investing in our bonds. They own more of our debt than anybody. Okay, the Japanese are dealing with an economic, a disaster situation where it's obviously impacting their economy. They're gonna need billions of dollars. I think it's somewhere around $300 billion, they said, to really repair and rebuild the damage that the earthquake and the tsunami has done to their country. We don't know what the nuclear situation is gonna be. So you think they're gonna be buying more bonds? It doesn't make any sense. This whole paradigm, this whole empire is unsustainable. And this empire, the United States Empire, is doing what all empires do. They overexpand. They spend more than they consume more than they actually have, and they sort of create almost like a Ponzi scheme set up, and sooner or later it just falls apart. And that's what we're gonna have to deal with here in America. I'm not saying it's gonna be like I Am Legend or The Road or anything, but we are seeing the middle class shrink. We are seeing a standard of living for the middle class, and a lot of people who used to be the middle class, the working class, and the poor continue to shrink. So this means that the quality of life for the average Americans is probably going to decrease, and we're going to see some third world conditions even here in America. It's ridiculous to be building schools in Iraq and Afghanistan and whatever, and we have half the kids graduating from Detroit schools who are functionally illiterate. It's absolutely insane. So this is what Empire America, well, the United States Empire, has become.